Brothers and sisters in Christ, I find the writings of St. Peter to be especially refreshing when I realize that Peter was at least understood very clearly what it was to be an Orthodox Lutheran. When I read St. Peter, especially the opening verses of this first chapter of his second epistle, he very clearly states that we receive faith from God, which is granted to us through the means of grace, the word of promise. That's Orthodox Lutheranism. I also find it comforting when I read that to be reminded that therefore then it is Orthodox Christianity, and that what I understand to be orthodoxy is the basis for the Christian church as well as our church. In light of that, I would like to go on record that saying this morning that if the new Lutheran church comes about, and they do have a Missouri synod within that church polity, that we change our name to the Orthodox Lutheran Church. There will be problems. We know that LCMS, for some people, stands for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and therefore OLC might stand for the Old Lutheran Church or the Out-of-Date Lutheran Church. But I believe orthodoxy is a special term that we need to profess and claim in our day. Not always popular, but I believe it is proper. And I think orthodox is a term that includes evangelical, confessional, biblical, mission-minded church body. But something else concerns me just for a few moments this morning based on this text. And that's that I think Peter understood also by inspiration the special temptation of being orthodox, of being a church that is concerned about right thinking, right teaching. Because in addition to the faith which he says we have been granted by God in Christ Jesus, he also said, make every effort. You who have been justified, declared not guilty by the grace of God in Christ, now be sanctified in this way. Make an effort, and in some way be involved now, although we can do nothing, no effort at all in our justification. In our life of sanctification, he says, make every effort to add to your faith seven qualities of sanctification, of a godly life. Note, one is knowledge or fact. Six, our Christian character, the life of a Christ-like person. Goodness, knowledge, then self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. I am concerned at times in our church that as strong as we are on the Orthodox faith, and I am proud to be part of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, proud to be labeled, if you will, Orthodox. But at times, I'm concerned that we are tempted to be theologically macho as we overreact to the theological wimps around us. There are too many who try to judge everything by some human standard of love, that we have to be permissive and overlooking this and overlooking that, and I'm not saying that at all. But on the other hand, I think we need to be reminded on occasion to maintain a balance. That yes, we do speak tough love at times, that people around us in other churches or within the church do not want to hear what God has to say very clearly. And sometimes what they say is our judgmental nature is just simply speaking the Word of God in its truth and purity. But what I'm concerned about, good people, is that sometimes people have a right to say, what you do, speak so loudly, I cannot hear what you're saying. What you do, speak so loudly, I cannot hear what you're saying. We possess the truth. I am convinced that we have the closest thing to pure doctrine on earth. But at times, I think we become a little haughty about that, a little too proud. And sometimes we are not tempered with heart the pastoral heart to deal with people where they're at sometimes in patience. Right thinking also requires right living, brotherly kindness, love. When I go out now as a district president and trying to learn what it's all about and trying to help in some way in congregations, I obviously do not have all the answers. And when congregations are in struggle and strife, I try to remind them to just look at the Word of God, to look at themselves, but I'm almost more concerned about the process in which they handle their controversies than I am the outcome. I'm concerned that we don't justify our means with the end, that as long as we're right, we do not have to be good, we do not have to be nice, and we do not have to be loving. As I have become active in the pro-life movement, or the sanctity of life, I am impressed with how many people have zeal, and they really mean well, but they can be so sincerely wrong about how they go about communicating God's word and will on these matters, and within our own circles too. We need to be concerned about how we conduct ourselves, and especially now, with the other Lutherans looking around at themselves and trying to find a doctrine of ministry, a doctrine of the church, I believe that we stand in the driver's seat as Orthodox Lutherans. I think we can lead. We have, I'm convinced, the right confessional approach to the faith. But I'm so concerned that we portray to the world also the love, the kindness, the perseverance, the patience, those qualities of Christian sanctification within our own circles and without, because we are being watched and watched very closely by what we say, what we believe, what we profess, and also how we conduct ourselves. Well, good people, we've been failing, and we're going to fail again. And that's the beauty of also the message of St. Peter and why he is so totally orthodox, in that Peter, in his text here, first says that you're saved by grace, by the word of promise, and then he challenges us to make every effort to grow in increasing measure so that we can be effective and productive in our knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then he brings us right back to the Word again. How do we do that? We strive, we fall, and we fail. We're poor, miserable sinners each and every day. And how do we do it? Rather than give up, we go back to attaining a balance by remembering the forgiveness we have, that we temper the knowledge we have that Christ has done for us on the cross by realizing he has done that for the whole world. And that if we profess correctly that the rule and norm for all matters of faith and life is Holy Scripture, then we must use that rule and norm for the way in which we conduct ourselves and the way in which even we look at ourselves. And that is, as we receive the forgiveness of sins, we also look at others also who need to be justified and who need to grow in faith. I have said nothing new this morning or nothing unique. I wouldn't dare even try that from this pulpit. Nor would I all the way out in New England. What I have simply done this morning, I hope, is by the power of the Spirit-filled Word, just remind all of us what I heard here in this place a few years ago, that we must strive to maintain a balance. And by the grace of God, if we do that, of law and gospel, of word and sacrament, of tough love and also compassion and Christ-like character, under the grace of God, we can be productive in this church. We can have fruit that will serve to the glory of God. May God grant this unto us all. Amen.